random guide, we're going to continue our theme of archiving to talk about some of the tools that are at your disposal as a reader and a writer for curating and archiving your own fic experience. We are going to talk about AO3 first and its bookmark collection and series systems, and then we'll talk about some other archiving tools that you can use as well.
So AO3 has a lot of powerful built-in personal archiving systems for you to save and manage the fan works that you want to curate for yourself. So first of all, readers can bookmark works. There are a few options on each bookmark. You can add a note. Some people like to add summaries, titles, authors, things like that in case the work is deleted or orphaned. Some people like to copy their comment there, summarize the work in their own words, or use keywords to remind them what it's about or what they liked about it. You can also check off the little box that says rec. This means that you can recommend the work to other people. When using the bookmark search functions, you can filter things just with recs and also just with notes. You can also tag bookmarks the same way that you tag a fic. So you can add tags that speak to you or are important to you, or in some ways organize your bookmarks in this way. I know, for instance, Marie, our events goddess, has a tag within her bookmarks that just says, just read this right now. And when she is asked for recommendations in a specific ship, she directs them to that tag for that ship. So bookmarks can also be marked as private, which is the only way I bookmark fics, to be honest, which means only the person who can see them is the bookmark person themselves. So by default, bookmarks are publicly viewable. So you have to actively mark a bookmark that you want as private. So some folks don't know this. Please take note, because that's going to be especially important for the next couple seconds. So there is conflict over bookmark notes. This is something that comes up frequently in conversations among creators. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally, bookmark notes are reader spaces and not writer spaces. But unless the bookmark is marked private, anyone can see them. And so it's really not too hard to search bookmarks for ones on your works and see what people have said. There are also people who bookmark everything they read and they write a review, negative or positive, in the notes, as well as people who specifically write negative things to hurt people because they're dicks. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird, in my personal opinion, it's a weird space within fandom. Ferret, how do you handle this?
Well, my personal feeling is that people should have the freedom to write whatever they want in bookmark notes, because I really do strongly believe that it is a space for the reader. And as the author of the work, I have to actively choose to seek out what people have written in their bookmark notes, which is different from a comment, which is a message they wrote directly to me. It goes to my inbox, it goes to my email, it goes to my face, and it's right on my fic. Whereas I find that the bookmark notes, to me, feel like a space that belongs to the reader. And if their system is to make notes that tell them they don't want to read something again, then I don't have a problem with people doing that. I don't judge people for doing that. And I only go look at my own bookmark notes when I'm in a place where seeing that kind of negativity isn't going to bother me. To me, it's the same as writing a rant about one of my fics on Tumblr and not tagging me in it, which is a crucial part of it. I feel like people can hate what I create in their own space. I just don't want them to bring it into my space. And to me, my bookmark notes are secret little bonuses, but they're absolutely not my space. That being said, though, I do understand that these notes are attached to the fic directly. They're not hard to find or read, and there really is no need to be mean on main like that. Ideally, even if people did want to bookmark everything they read and rate it, they could come up with their own, and they didn't want to private their bookmarks, they could come up with their own tagging system that didn't mean anything to other people but meant something to them, so that they could still share like all their favorites. Or they could make it so all of the fics they don't like are private bookmarks and all the fics they do like are public bookmarks. That'd be an option. So I do think that like there's obviously a really easy way to make sure you're only ever being nice to people. Additionally, some people absolutely do not know their public. I've had some people say, wait, what? Everyone can see my bookmarks. And they are writing things that they have no idea the authors are going to see. Some people don't know that their comments could be seen as rude. they might write something that is critical or give a rating or something like that. And to them, that is just, you know, just like how we have a conversation about Concrete in the rest of fandom, they just may not see that what they're saying is rude. But some people obviously actively do want to hurt people, and they're doing it to be a dick, and they know that on Bookmark comments, authors can't write back. Yeah, I don't think it's quite as cut and dry as the argument about crit and comments, which I'm staunchly against unless somebody asked for, because the whole point of Bookmarks to me is an archive for the specific reader who made them, whereas the point of AO3 as a whole is an archive for writers. I feel like you disagree with me.
It's not necessarily that I disagree with you. It's that I don't, this is where, like, we're going to get into this in a little bit. I don't understand necessarily the point of coming up with a system to organize your bookmarks that require comments like that. This isn't a judgment statement necessarily of people who do it, but the part of my brain that would organize anything that way doesn't seem to exist.
Yeah.
So that I would then go and think like, it's messy for me because I just don't see the point in making any comment on any bookmark ever, I guess, that isn't going to be a positive thing. Because I don't understand necessarily bookmarking things you don't like, because I also don't understand, I think on a certain level, reading so much that you forget what you don't like, or I am also a big fan of the, like, if you don't like it, you just click out of it. Like,
yeah.
So all of these kind of things that other people seem to use bookmarks for, I don't. I literally only bookmark things that I might want to recommend to somebody someday. I don't really reread fics all that often that I can't just recall to the top of my head.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to reread it, I've downloaded it into a Mobi and it's in my Kindle. I don't use AO3 on that way. So, and we'll get into this in a couple seconds, but like, so for me, this conversation about bookmarks is almost dumb. Because I don't understand why you would need to say anything negative at all. And I like to, on my more generous days, believe that most of the people that have said nasty things about my fix in their bookmark comments don't know that I can see them.
Mm-hmm.
But on my less generous days, I definitely want to like screenshot them, you know, track them down and be like, then you write the fucking fic. It's just a different way to interact with fandom, and one I literally cannot relate to. So I agree with you academically that it is a reader space and not a writer space. All of what you said is true. And when I'm being a mature, emotionally like satisfying writer or whatever, I can see all of that. But the very human part of me is like, but why the fuck are we even having this conversation?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's definitely one of those things that's like, at the end of the day, the person doing it, you know, it can hurt people's feelings. And while the authors do have to go seek them out, if they choose not to, because there might be one in 20 comments that isn't nice, they're missing out on 19 comments that are nice. And it's kind of nice to go sneak and see what other people said. But I sort of feel like it's like authors reading their reviews on Goodreads. Like, that is a reader space. It's not supposed to be somewhere where the authors go and look at what people are saying. It's for readers to connect with other readers and share what they thought. And a lot of the reviews on Goodreads are very mixed. But
And I think maybe if bookmarks were used in some sort of way in which you could add, like, if there was a bookmark collection hybrid.
There is. Like, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. Sorry, I meant in a, no, yes, but the way I mean is a little bit more of a communal thing, where it was more like Goodreads, where there was a function to talk about things among fans without author spaces.
Like if other people could reply or something.
I guess, yeah, then I would understand this space a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let me say to you, I am very lucky in that most of the bookmark notes I have read, which I do seek out because I am a praise kink whore. That is just who I am. Have been delightful and very, very frequently very witty.
And, yeah, some of them are lovely.
It makes me laugh how people, like, I think remember this fic.
Right. They'll write like the one where XYZ happens or whatever. And you're like, that's your takeaway. That's so funny.
Yeah. I'll be like, I don't even remember writing that part.
Yeah.
That's all amusing. For me, if something has the potential to cause harm, I guess I just don't always see the need of it. But no, like I said, that makes me a bitch, or that makes me not. It doesn't make me necessarily a common member of the fandom in the way I use the archive.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that, I mean, I think that most authors wish people wouldn't do that. Like, that's definitely the case, that people wish people wouldn't. I think the only qualifier for me that makes it a little bit different than sending crit and comments is, to me, it's sort of the difference between somebody like walking up to me holding my book and saying, you should have made this Winter Iron instead of Stucky. Then I would have liked it better. And it's like, you've said that to me, versus them tweeting, I just read this book XYZ and I really wish it had been Winter Iron instead of Stucky, which doesn't, like, to me, it just does not have the same impact. And so when I read stuff, when I read negative bookmark comments, they're just funny to me. They're not critical because they didn't say it to me as if they thought I should act on it. They just said it into the void or to themselves. And that just doesn't, it doesn't have an emotional impact for me. But I know that for a lot of people, they really internalize those things and they find it really hurtful, maybe even more hurtful because they feel like the people who wrote comments were like specifically being polite and this is like where people are showing their true faces or something. And I guess that's just the opposite to the way that I see it.
Yeah, I think, and I also, one of the very first kind of like even negative, but not even negative comments I got was a list of the tags they thought I should have.
Nice.
And a lot of them were like, I don't tag a lot of explicit sex acts. It's just not like, unless there's specific kinks that people could search for or things that I've been told people search to exclude.
Yeah.
I just don't, for any number of reasons, including that I forget to. And this was not a fic that focused on sex at all. And they literally went through, like, I feel like line by line, what the boys' bodies were doing that I should have tagged. And I just remember sitting there and looking at it being like, what was the point of this? Like, because it wasn't even tags for themselves. It was a list of things that said,
author should have tagged. Like in the comment, not in the bookmark tags.
In the bookmark, yeah, like in the bookmark comment box.
Yeah, author should have tagged.
And I was like, I just sat there staring at my computer being like, what the fucking point is this?
My favorite.
I feel better? Like, I don't understand what's happening here.
My favorite was a long time ago. And I think some people, like, this is a couple people did it this way, but a long time ago when I first discovered bookmark notes, because I didn't even know it was a thing at all. And I will say in the show notes, we will put a link for how you can, like, we'll put a little thing for how you can go look at your own bookmark notes. But I will say, be careful. People are more likely to be either negative or neutral in their bookmark notes in a way that's written for them and might not be enjoyable for you to see. So we'll put the link in there, but be cautious about your mental state before you click it.
Very often they're nothing but the fact someone bookmarked. So if you've never looked at them, don't get excited that you're about to have this treasure trove of praise. Yeah. That's not this space.
No, but once in a while, there's a little gem in there. But yeah, so the first time I discovered that people could do these bookmark notes, I had a bunch of them because I hadn't even known it was a thing. And I went and looked, and my favorite was somebody had rated their fix. All their whole comment was just their rating, which was, I think it was bad, eh, and okay, and good. And they like clearly bookmarked everything that they read, because some people use the bookmarks as their like their history, because it's filterable in a way that AO3's built-in history is not. So they put everything in there, they tag it all, and then they can sort by what they've read before. And they read and they rated every single thing that they'd read. So we went in and like found all our fics and like added up how many S and how many, like, did you get an okay? Yeah, I got one okay. And it was like, your goal was to get a bad. And I did get a few, which was awesome.
I think
I might've had one good. But most of them were eh or okay. There was a lot of eh.
No, I think if I had been caught up in that, I just would have been like, man, I really wanted to make sure that I suck. Because it appears that they have more reactions to things that suck than reactions to things they enjoy. They and then I would like to send this person to therapy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm pretty fucking picky with what I read. I don't say it out loud. I don't tell people anywhere if I didn't like something.
Yes. So that's bookmark notes.
Yeah, it's a chaotic space. And we want to hear your thoughts. So if you find them if you don't read your bookmark notes because you're afraid of what you might find, or if you make a friend read them, or if you love them and you're searching for the bads in there like I am, then let us know. Or if you're one of those people who bookmarks everything you read, we want to hear about that too.
Yeah. And if you are somebody who has a system for tagging, especially, because I'm fascinated with how you remember to be that disciplined.
Yeah. That's incredible. Some people are really...
just really, really consistent with it. And like, it is a really, it's something that to me requires a lot of thought, and I'd love to hear your process. But that's not the only way that you can organize stuff. So Farrah, you want to tell us a little bit about collections? Because I still don't always understand them.
Yeah. Okay. So AO3 actually has a really wonderful and cool collection system, but I think that most people use them very lightly when they actually have quite a bit of power there. We actually talked a little bit about some of the cool things collections can do that you don't maybe know about in our bonus events episode, which you should check out, and we'll link that as well. And also in our very first Life of an Event, when we talked about how we set up Stokoni Summer Stocking. But just to give a broad overview, a basic collection is a place to gather fix and bookmarks together. Yes, you can add bookmarks to collections. A lot of people do not know that. And a lot of people create personal collections, like my favorite winter iron fix, and then they add all the fix they like to it, but it requires authors to approve that edition. And oftentimes they either don't, they forget, they miss it, or they're not even in the fandom anymore, or not even on AO3 anymore, and you're not able to add the fic to your collection, and that can be super frustrating. But the way around this is actually to stop making personal collections with fix directly added at all, and instead, you make a bookmark for the fic you like. You can copy the basic details into the bookmark note, like we said before, put the author, the summary, even the ship, so that if it does get deleted, you'll have a record that something was deleted and what it was. And so you create that bookmark, and you can make it private or public. And then you add that bookmark to the collection by clicking on My Bookmarks in your sidebar, in your dashboard, and click the Add to Collection button on the bookmark itself, and it'll let you choose which collection you want to add it to. And then you can have your personal collection of My Favorite Winter Iron Fix, and it'll have all the bookmarks that you want there in it, and you can share that collection with other people to say, hey, here's my collection of My Favorite Winter Iron Fix. Or you and your reading club, you and your Discord server, can all have access and ownership of that collection and can all add their own bookmarks. And by doing it with bookmarks, you are never limited by whether the author accepts the edition or not, because you can always add your own bookmarks. So it's a much more author-friendly way to manage your personal collections, and I highly recommend it. But collections can also be used for community purposes as well. Their most common usage is probably for events. If you've ever participated in an event that ended up on AO3, you almost certainly used a collection for that. A collection can be set to a challenge if it's going to be used to for an event and they want to run some of the event features through AO3. And there are two types of challenges: a prompt meme, which is what we're using for Stokoni Summer Stocking, and an exchange. And we talk about how both those work in our events bonus episode. So if you want more details about how to set those up or what that means for using them, then you should definitely listen to that episode. Collections can be open or closed. Open allows submissions, closed does not, and they can be moderated or not. Moderated means new works have to be approved before they will appear to the public. They can also be set to anonymous, which means that all new submissions will have the author hidden and it will just say by anonymous instead. And that reminds me of another thing you should know, which is there is a public AO3 anonymous collection, and the entire purpose of it is to provide a place for people to post their fix as anonymous. It will always stay anonymous, so you will never be revealed. You can always remove your fic from the collection if you do not want it to be anonymous anymore. But if you wish to post a fic on your account and have it appear as if the author is anonymous, but still have it in your stats and everything, you can post it in that collection as anonymous. Do note that AO3 has a warning that it is not perfectly anonymous. So if you're worried about anybody finding out, there are still ways, it's just not simple. And they can't guarantee no one would ever be able to figure out it was you, because it is still connected to your account. But generally, just on first view, and for the vast majority of people, it is anonymous. So that's one option. You can also orphan your works. That means they are removed from your account entirely. There is no connection at all. So if you want to stay a secret, but you still want your fic to be connected to you from the inside, then use the public anonymous collection. Most challenges use anonymous to hide the authors until a period where they will all be revealed, which brings me to revealed and unrevealed, which is also a setting you have in your collection. Unrevealed means that as new submissions come in, they're not viewed publicly at all. So if, say, you had a collection that was open, moderated, anonymous, and revealed, fics would come in, you'd have to approve them, and then they would appear to everybody as anonymous, and various combinations of those settings therein. The back end of each collection allows the owners of the collection to change all these settings and for each work individually. So you can reveal and unreveal an anonymous and an unanonymous every individual fic, which are called items within the collection. And I will note again, I said this in the events episode 2, I think, but AO3 has a very strange system for permissions. And if you are set as a moderator on a collection, you can't actually change any of the challenger collection settings, which can be very annoying. You have to be set as an owner. So if you're running an event and you want a couple of people to help you with your collection, I highly recommend you just make everybody set to owner, because the limitations they're going to have are going to be annoying. If you're bringing people on just to approve things, then you can set them as moderators instead.
So then there's this way to organize things from an entirely author perspective, as we're talking about kind of stuff that is both author, participant, reader, kind of all these things. You have a choice to make your fix into a series or into multi-chapter. And sometimes there are multi-chaptered fix within series.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing. The amount of debate that I have gone through with fellow writers about if something should be a series or a multi-chapter has taken decades off my life.
Yeah.
I mean, a series is what it says in the tin. Like, it's connected works, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of arguments for something, for everything either way. I will say that this is how I've come down on the decision to whether something is going to be a series or a multi-chapter.
Okay.
If they are all for an event, if they are all one-shot fics and they're for an event especially, and if they are going to have more than two or three unique tags, I will make it a series.
Okay.
Because I personally, when I'm looking for fics, really don't like walls of tags.
Yeah, I think that's a common feeling.
I get lost completely. And for me, a wall is more than like maybe a paragraph worth of tags.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm not as tag dependent as some other people. They're not as quite as important to my searching experience as some other folks for any number of reasons. As we've already said, I frequently forget to add important tags just out of being an idiot, not out of malice.
On the odds that anyone doesn't know, by the way, you can't tag individual chapters on AO3. The tags apply to the entire work. And then if you have works collected in a series, you've got tags on each work, and then they are all combined for the series tags. But the series tags don't show up in like a fix search, which would show the individual fix. So you're not going to see it really unless you're either searching for series or you click on the series directly.
There you go. Ferret said it much more articulated than me. So that's why that's for me the fundamental difference between a series and a multi-chapter.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Is the tags and how I want to organize the tags. So as somebody who downloads a lot of things, I get frustrated when things are series and not multi-chapter because it's a little bit more clicking.
Yeah.
But that's like one of those just dumb, like, I wish AO3 just let me click a bunch, like select all and download all. Mm. And that's not on the authors, that's on AO3. And so I just kind of move on. So I have a lot of series. I have a couple series that are in terms of all the content of the works are the same. So my Steve is the President, Rose Garden AU is at this point now a series because I've written a bunch of one-shots that have come after the big fic. But then I also, I organize my bingo fills and event fills into series as well. So as we record this, we've completed the content creation part of the Steve and Tony games. And so all of my fills that went on AO3 for that are in a series. So that honestly, I just know what I've done. It's a personal organization system more than anything else. I do this for bingos as well, which was not your favorite thing when we did a bingo fill together.
Yeah, so
one of the... how you organize things.
Well, it's not just that, but the way that AO3 does series is that if you have a co-author on any of your fics and or any of your works, and that work is added to a series, that co-author becomes a co-author for the whole ass series. So if Flame has a bingo series with all 25 of the fics she wrote for a bingo, and I collaborated with her on one of them, that series now is a series that also belongs to me and shows up on my series list and everything. And I don't do series like that. And I love that we're collaborators on the work itself, but my preference is not to be in other people's series unless the whole series is us together. Because I overall don't like the idea of how collaborators can't be applied to the specific places that they collaborated. Because additionally, on AO3, you can add a co-author to only a single chapter, and it will list the authors for each chapter as the people who were selected for that chapter. So you could have a fic that has 10 chapters and it's like, this one's Ashy and this one's Ferret and this one's Ashy and this one's Ferret. And this one's Ashy and Ferret. That's a thing that you can do. But when you just view the fic as a whole in its little card on like a search list, it's going to list both people as collaborators at the top. And that's my problem with using series for like that kind of event where you're making a lot of things. But also, unlike you, I have no desire to collect my works for something like that. Because I am just going to go to the collection. So like there is also a Steve Tony Games Team Angst collection, and everything that I posted on AO3, I posted to the Team Angst collection. And if I want to see my fix that I wrote for Team Angst, I'd go to the collection and sort by myself. So it's just a different way of like keeping track of things.
Yeah, and just so you know, I offered to take that fic.
Yes, this is not like Flame's.
We're not having like a domestic right now. Like he went through this.
Not a problem. It's just a different way of relating to it. And there are series that I don't want to be added to. But unfortunately, you can't remove yourself from a series without removing yourself from the fan work. And like that's just AO3's functionality, so you kind of just have to pick and live with it. I'm not a huge series person in general. Like my feeling is always that they are, like for me, series are pretty much only for works that are connected and they're in the same universe, or they have a reason to be grouped together because of the content of them, and not like an external force like a bingo. I would do a collection if I wanted to collect all of my bingo fix, I would do a personal collection. And I actually have some personal collections where I put all my fix in, so that if someone was like, hey, could I see all of your bingo fills or like all of your five senses fix? I'd be like, here they are. And I'd send the collection link, but obviously totally just a personal choice. But the biggest debate I have ever had about this, because I feel like most of mine have been fairly straightforward, but the craziest one, and I think we talked about this a little bit 2 weeks ago in our last episode, was Held.
Yeah.
And Ashes started with the first one and it was a standalone and she didn't really know where it was going to go from there. And we did talk about that and how it was born. And at a certain point into it, we were like, should we have made this chapters? But there are like pros and cons for that, because then we had individual works that were multiple chapters within it. And would we just like name them display one, display two, display three? But we now each have like an extra probably like 70 or 80 fix that clog up our stats list and are a huge part of our works list that really are all to us part of the same unit. So they are posted as a series and each one is posted individually. You may be able to tell that our feelings may be slightly different now because we started posting the remix and we 100% did that as chapters. So it's something we went back and forth on a lot, and it's something we still talk about and go like, should we have done chapters? And there were definitely pros and cons to both, which basically just made it impossible to choose which one we wanted to do. And we already had comments and kudos and stuff on the spread out one. So that's how we left it. Honestly, we have considered repost, like leaving up the series but also reposting the whole thing as one entire work so that people can download it as one entire work, because we have had a few requests for that, and like honestly we might do that.
Oh, I would love that. Please do that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All we need is one person to tell us to do it, and then it will get us to go through and edit them all as well.
Yeah, I would really love that, because I would love to have it downloaded on my Kindle and take it with me on my international travels.
Lovely. So you can read about BDSM on the plane.
Correct. But there's no way in hell I'm downloading each individual chapter. I love you guys, but there are limits. So.
No, that's totally fair. It's way too many and they're short. So it seems very silly to spend all that time downloading it. So yeah, especially since people seem to like the remix and like, yeah, I think we would probably do season one and season two, each as their own work.
I think it's because they are like, there is a clear arc in each of them.
Yeah. It was just that if we'd known when we first started writing it that this is what it was going to turn into, I feel like we would have decided to do chapters, but it was just so born out of experimentation that by the time we realized we'd maybe made a mistake, it was kind of too late.
So then with Ferret's Ficklets,
yeah,
you did that as a multi-chap and not a collection for any particular reason.
Yeah, so I used to only post my little ficklets on Tumblr and I didn't put them on AO3 at all. And then when Tumblr started feeling like a threatened safe place, because Ferret's Ficklets are all pretty short. But when Tumblr started feeling threatened, I wanted to back them up somewhere that felt safer. And I mean, I have a lot of works and I knew, to me, Ferret's Ficklets is not like a work the same way that the others are. It's just an archive of all of my, what I think of as Tumblr fics. And none of them to me are strong enough that they should be on their own. And I don't want 50 plus little things all in my already enormous stats list. So yeah, that's really just, it's just an archive. I throw them there so that there's a backup. And I never really intended it to be like a go-to place for anyone to read those, but it's actually my, because it's been around a while and I keep freaking updating it, it's my second highest Goodhost fic of all my fics.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I have posted a lot to Tumblr lately and I'm going to have to go, I usually post to ficlets in batches. So I'll go through probably and add 10 at a time until I catch up because yeah, I don't know if anyone's figured this out about me, but I have a really big fucking thing about data loss, like a real, I don't know, I must have been traumatized in a past life because I have a thing about losing information. And the idea of me ever losing one of my fics and not being able to find it again just like sends me into a tailspin. So I really just keep them there for someplace safe to store them. And I mean, I have everything saved in my Google Drive and I download my Google Drive to my computer, but like my writing, my, all of my creation is super, super, super precious to me. And I absolutely cannot fathom the concept of having a single point of loss, like losing a social media or losing a hard drive or something and losing the stuff that I have created. That's heartbreaking.
So thankfully, I mean, obviously AO3 has provided you with a whole lot of options for doing that. So, but we've talked about some of AO3's limitations, kind of inherently. But one of the things that it does really well, and I want to expand on it a little bit because you and I have both mentioned it now, is this idea that you can download fics in a multiple of formats.
Yeah.
Which I find to be personally kind of miraculous. Like it was such this lovely surprise because I cut my teeth on fanfic.net.
Yeah.
And so this was great. So this is where you can kind of get into your own personal archiving stuff. And we'll cover this again in a couple more minutes in community talks where we hear from some of our, some of y'all about how you organize these kind of things. But for instance, like one of the things that you can do is, you know, download, you should absolutely never republish anything you download. Let's be really clear about that. It's not only against AO3's terms of service, but you're being a dick.
And it's plagiarism.
It's plagiarism. It's thievery. It's a whole lot of things that will make both of us very grumpy and you kicked out of AO3 and potentially fandom.
And I will say that you mentioned FFN and some people might not know because they might have never used it, that FFN's like plagiarism prevention system is that you actually cannot copy text. Like, you can't highlight any of the text in an FFN fic. So it's not easy to like copy and paste or download a copy of a fic on FFN for like normal people who just want to save them. But people who want to steal them and post them somewhere else have figured that there are about 35 other ways that you can save stuff from FFN, including scraping tools or looking at the freaking source HTML or a whole bunch of other ways that's actually fairly easy. So FFN did an amazing job of making it slightly harder for assholes to steal stuff and impossible for personal archivists to save anything.
Yeah, or people like me who have stuff up there but lost our password and now they won't answer help emails and I can't get my fic anymore.
Yep. So thanks, FFN. Good plan.
But AO3, the wonderland that it is, has given us a lot of options. So, for instance, if you would like to keep copies of your thing, of not your thing, but things you love on your Kindle or your phone or your computer, AO3 gives you a lot of options for that. Then I will say this, my personal favorite way of then taking that work and organizing it past that is a downloadable application called Calibre.
Calibre is great.
Which converts books in digital files to other digital files and also creates libraries and collections within your own computer. And I read a lot of ebooks in both EPUB and Mobi and in PDF. And I'm having this ability to kind of move between devices and move my works between those devices is really important.
Yeah, so Calibre will also, it'll connect directly to your e-reader. So like you can plug your Kobo or Kindle in or whatever, and Calibre will be able to put fix on and take fix off of your e-reader and ebooks. So yeah, it's a powerful like device to device library management system.
And if you're an iPhone user, in the last couple updates, you can download directly from AO3's mobile browser and email it pretty much from that download button. It's real simple. Nice. Emailing it directly to your mobile device. I, for instance, am an iPhone and Kindle user. So I have that system down pretty well. But there's a lot of ways to not lose access to your fic. We're going to talk about deleting in a few minutes when we get to community talks. And this is one of those times where I'll just say, if there is a fic that you love with your whole heart, I would download a personal copy.
The only real safe assurance for keeping it is to have a copy yourself on your own devices, because the copy that's on the internet is not safe, really.
And it doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
Ever. It belongs to the author. And there's been several high profile exits from fandom in the last couple of years. And I just think it serves as a really good reminder. I mean, we all read a lot of fic that we love, for sure. So I'm not saying don't download literally everything you've ever read. I know someone that does that. It sounds exhausting. But if there is something that is very emotionally important to you, please keep a copy of it for yourself.
You were saying that you save things on your phone. Do you save the things that you like best, or do you download stuff to read it, and then once you've read it, you delete it, and then you go bookmark it on AO3 or something? How do you approach that specifically?
Interesting. So it's a both for me.
Okay.
So if I, in the before, when I used to travel, I
hashtag before.
In the before, I would download in order to read.
Right.
And most of that was on my iPhone, because scrolling through your phone on a plane is less obtrusive sometimes than pulling out your Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of fanfic on my phone that I scroll through. I don't download anything to my phone that's over 50K, for instance. If it's over 50K, it goes to my Kindle. Like, I have those kind of rules.
Okay.
And that's just for my own eyesight and because I am an old. But if I love it, then at that point, it goes into a folder that is just called favorites. Very, very creative.
On your computer or on your
phone? On my phone. In the iBooks account on my phone.
Okay.
And then in my Kindle is the same way. So like I essentially have two kind of small archives. And then because I back up my Kindle and my iPhone to my computer and to therefore an external hard drive fairly regularly.
Okay.
I also love the Kindle document, personal document organization system. So if I really love a book and I read it on my phone, I will most likely go in, re-download it as a, like re-download it as a Mobi to my Kindle and email it. And then Amazon also keeps a cloud copy of everything I've ever emailed to my Kindle. So I have, and that's just part of the Kindle document service. I'm not special.
I thought that was just something they provided for you.
I mean, Jeff Bezos and I are really good friends. I'm working on having him donate his entire fortune. I'm working on it, guys. Just give me some
time. We'll get there. Okay, great.
But it's one of, I read lots and lots of galleys off of NetGalley. And so this kind of cloud backup system is really important for my just book organization. And right. I treat Fix as books. And then so, but the threshold for downloading for me and what device it goes to is all word count.
Right. Interesting. Okay, cool.
So I don't tend to read anything on a browser that is over 50K. I downloaded either to iBooks or Kindle.
Huh. All right.
What about you?
I save nothing.
Totally fair. Do you, besides your own works, is there anything you wish you could access with this data prevention idea, this data loss prevention? Is there anything that you have lost that you wish you could access that somebody else wrote, or is this goldfish brain? And
yeah, it's mostly goldfish brain, because like I can literally remember 4 fics I've read. I don't have any bookmarks. I mean, I have like 4 that I tried at the beginning and then was like, oh yeah, I'm not a curator. That's not going to happen. I have this thing where like if I can't organize something perfectly, I don't do it at all. So like, because I know I would like miss things or forget things, or like, I can't deal with the chaos of it. So like, I just don't do it. And yeah, goldfish brain is a big factor. Like, I just don't remember the things I read. I enjoy them in the moment, but I'm not somebody who dwells on things. So like, I could list off all the fics that I remember them. And those are the ones that really stuck with me. I guess that probably means I should go save that list, but they also are ones generally that have been around for a while and seem kind of safe. There are fics I never got to read that were deleted, like some of WordSplat's fics I never got around to. And I know that there are some people who saved those, so maybe I can dig up a copy. Sometimes if I see author, and this comes partially from being involved with Finding Stony, which you guys heard about earlier, but it's given me kind of a tick to do this. If I see an author post on their Tumblr that they're deleting stuff and they're giving people a chance to save things, I will usually go through and save things, or like save the most popular things if they have a lot of things. Partially just so that when people come on Finding Stony and say, hey, I can't find this fic, I can say, oh yeah, that was so-and-so and it's deleted, because I'll have that list. But also just, yeah, because I don't like this idea of losing things, of stuff being gone forever. Recently, someone was looking for this series called Brooklyn Bell, that's by Mia AO3 was the name. And I remember actually looking for it before, because it got asked on Finding Stony, and the person in question took down their account. They weren't comfortable with that name being associated with them anymore, and they just wanted to move on, and they took that down. They ended up taking their Tumblr down, but they ended up making another Tumblr that was an archive of some of the fics that people had asked that they have access to. And so what they did was they made Tumblr pages, which are different from Tumblr posts. Pages, you have to go into like your Tumblr customizer page where you change your theme and stuff, and you scroll down, there's an option to add a page, and that'll add like festivefair.tumblr.com/page. And those don't work on mobile. And so what happened was they had this archive Tumblr that their friend was managing for them, that just basically was its only purpose was links to these lists of fics. And at some point during the chaos that was Tumblr hiding and flagging and sensitive contenting things, it ended up being set as sensitive content. And that may have even been their choice back when you could choose to set your Tumblr as sensitive or not. And then that never got changed before the great flagging happened. And so what's happened is that Tumblr has now been set to, this Tumblr may contain sensitive content, do you want to view it? And if you click view, you can't actually go to the Tumblr page itself. You can only see it in dash, which is when it pops out the side. And you can't view pages in Dash because those pages are real HTML pages that you have to open in your browser directly. So the Tumblr is still there. You can see the master posts that have the links, but because they're links to pages, they've been lost. And Tumblr is not, it's not accessed by like Wayback Machine or any of the automatic archiving things. So the author's intention was not for these fix to no longer be available, but inadvertently through the way that the site is accessed, they've become unavailable. So that's just kind of one of those like bummer ways that you can, if you trust a system to hold your stuff there indefinitely, it can actually just be lost.
Well, that's a bummer.
I'm sorry. If anyone has a copy of Brooklyn Bell, I have a lot of people who want to read it. So please let me know.
I'm just sitting here like, that's really lame. I also didn't know that pages weren't viewable on mobile. That's good to know because I was spending a lot of time like making a master fic list on a page. I'll stop now.
Yeah.
It's
been a constant Tumblr problem that you cannot view pages on mobile. And so they're inaccessible for a lot of people. So a note also for if you're making an event, you might want to make your links in your description to be links to posts instead of pages. You can always make the post and post them before the Tumblr goes live if you don't want to like spam them. That's what we did for Stokoni Summer Stocking. You can also set Tumblr pages to be redirects. So if you have your own website, that's what we do for Marvel Trump's Hate. If you click through to any of our pages on Tumblr, what they actually take you to is our website pages, which basically look the same. So that people can't open them on mobile because they'll just open in their mobile browser. Yeah.
I would just like to summarize here. Put everything on AO3. Put nothing but dick pics on Tumblr.
And then send them to me because I like those.
And make sure to tag Ferret.
Yeah.
And then if you love something, download it because even though the internet is written in ink, it is not always readable ink.
Yeah. It's sort of fascinating the things that can, like, man, I did a deep dive looking for that Brooklyn Bell thing, especially because I know the author didn't mind if people still had it. And it's just gone. Like some stuff isn't gone, but the third one is still available on Wayback Machine, but the first two in the series are just gone. I could not find them anywhere. And then other fix people will want to delete and they'll try to delete it and it's still literally everywhere. Like you just can't predict how things are going to spread as soon as you put them out in the world like that. So, and there's a whole other conversation we absolutely have to have at a later point about what it means to post publicly, basically, on anything. Maybe we'll have that as part of our age and fandom conversation, because I think that's a generational experience.
And how I engaged with fandom when I, at my various ages, too, was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you are not a personal archiver, but you're looking to become one, our amazing researchers gave us a bunch of resources for tools, including Calibre, which you can download for yourself and use to manage your own fix. So we will share those. You can have a look and see if you can find anything that works for you. And if you've got anything else that you want to share, please, by all means, as always, let us know.